Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will explore the big band music of Bob Crosby, Jack Jenny, Jimmy Lunsford, Artie Shaw, Cab Calloway, and Claude Hopkins. When Bob Crosby took over the leadership of the Ben Pollack Band in 1935, many of the band members were from New Orleans, which gave this band a distinct Dixieland sound. You'll hear this sound on this first piece by the Bob Crosby Orchestra on Smoky Mary, and after that, Call Me a Taxi and guitarist Snappy LeMaire singing Milk Cow Blues.
Thank you. I said, blues, how do you do? Howling good morning, I said, blues, how do you do? You're mighty well this morning, can't get along with you. Says I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. Says I know my mama's milk cow, Lord, by the way she lows. Lord, if you see my milk cow buddy, I said, please drive her home. Says I ain't had no milk and butter from you, Lord, since my cow's been gone.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Jack Jenny was born Truman Elliott Jenny in 1910 in Mason City, Iowa. His mother was a concert pianist and his father a military band leader. He started playing the trombone with his father's band at 11. Jenny worked in several bands during the 1930s and sidelined as a session man in New York City on radio and in the studio. When Tommy Dorsey walked out on Jimmy in 1935, Jenny filled in for Jimmy's band in a pinch, playing Tommy's trombone parts. After working with Isham Jones, Artie Shaw, and Red Norvo, Jenny started his own swing band in 1938. Unfortunately, the band failed financially in 1940. Jenny led a Navy band during World War II. He had a strong fondness for alcohol and developed severe kidney problems. He suffered an appendix attack in 1945 and died on the operating table at just 35 years old. Another sad story. Here's the Jack Jenny Orchestra on High Society, Adelaide Moffat singing In the Shade of the New Apple Tree, a Harold Arlen song, and then John Kirby with the vocal on If You Knew Susie.
Thank you. you recall a picture dear to me. Your dress is another's, but your smile is still your mother's, in the shade of the new apple tree. Though you bob your hair and show your knees, though the world is new and fancy free, the old moon's above you, but the words are still I love you, in the shade of the new apple tree. Gonna roll the bonnets and bows that set one's heart aflame. Gone are the hoops and the bustles and the skirts, but a kiss is just a pain. Hey, nonny, oh, no, we haven't advanced, you see, in the shade of the new apple tree.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Jimmy Lunsford was the rare swing band leader who did not play an instrument or sing with the band, although he was proficient on saxophone and flute. This left him free to conduct the band and be an entertainer with provocative, outrageous, and humorous antics. The band was heavily choreographed, with the members moving in unison. This set begins with two vocals by band members, My Blue Heaven and Muddy Water, then Raggin' the Scale.
Thank you. whippoorwills call, whippoorwill, evening is nigh, body-doo-doo, her to mine. Ooh, heaven, I turned it all right. Oh, little white light, lead you to mine. Ooh, heaven, you see a smiling face, fireplace. Where the roses bloom, Molly and me, baby makes three. Stuff is there and it's mellow in my blue heaven. Molly and me, we're happy, just we three.
Muddy water.
listening to Swingin' with the Doctor of Jazz. Arthur Jacob Arshosky, also known as Artie Shaw, was born in 1910 in New York City to a Russian Jewish family, but he grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. He began saxophone lessons at 13, but switched to the clarinet at 16. He played in several bands and moved to New York, where he found work as a studio musician. In 1935, he was asked to form a small band to fill in between big bands at a swing concert at the Imperial Theater. Shaw was so well received that he decided to form his own big band. The band became very popular and lasted until Shaw joined the Navy and led a band near battle zones in the Pacific Theater for 18 months. After the war, Shaw's career in music slowed down and he retired altogether in 1954. Shaw was married 8 times, including to actresses Lana Turner and Ava Gardner. He also apparently had affairs with Judy Garland and Lena Horne. He was quite introverted and did not enjoy the spotlight, but he was a regular in the Hollywood tabloids. Well, yeah. Artie was very critical of the music business and once referred to his fans as morons. He was also an excellent marksman and an expert fly fisherman. Shaw lived to be 94 and passed away in 2004. Let's begin this set with the Artie Shaw original, Everything is Jumpin', and then My Blue Heaven, both pieces recorded live at the Café Rouge at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City. The great drummer, Buddy Rich, was with the orchestra in 1939 when these recordings were made.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Like Jimmy Lunsford, Cab Calloway was a great showman and entertainer, with his singing, dancing, zany personality, and flashy elegance. The Calloway Show always packed the house. Here's Cab and band with I Gotta Go Places and Do Things, Edie Was a Lady, and FDR Jones.
See new faces and brand new things. Gotta go places and do things, baby, to forget you. I gotta stop feeling so low down, starting stepping and seeing the town. Gotta go places and do things, baby, to forget you. I've been quiet in my past life, never led a very fast life. This time, baby, I learned to sin, out of hidey hole and sip my gin. I gotta go places, I gotta see things. See new faces and brand new things. Gotta go places and do things, maybe to forget you. I the table, talking over bygone days. Mabel's 40, fat over 40, said, remember Edith Hayes. Edie was a sucker for a bottle and a glass, but in spite of everything, the gal had class. Then one summer, she wed a corset drummer, struck with her refined like way. Edie was a lady.
Edie was a lady.
The past was shady.
Your past was shady.
Edie had class with the capital K.
Edie was a lady.
The life was merry. She had a savior fairy.
Not a savior fairy.
Edie did things in a ladylike way.
Edie was a lady.
She would have a golden toothpick handy. After meals, she flashed it about. Remember how she used to drink her brandy, with her fingers sticking well out. Oh, Edie was the lady.
Edie was the lady.
You can ask B.I. O'Grady.
Not B.I. O'Grady.
Edie had class with the capital K.
Holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
Swinging with the Doctor. Claude Driscoll Hopkins was born in Alexandria, Virginia in 1903. He moonlighted as a jazz stride pianist while attending pre-med school at Howard University in Washington, D.C., where his parents were both on the faculty. But young Claude was drawn to music, lucky for us. His first big break came in 1925 when he became band leader for the Revue Negre, which toured Europe for several years. The famous soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet was in that orchestra. Hopkins started his own big band in 1927, which found work at the Coconut Grove, Savoy Ballroom, Roseland, and the Cotton Club. The band broke up in 1940, and Hopkins played as a sideman in Dixieland combos around New York City. He never really achieved the recognition or success he deserved and passed away in 1984, a disillusioned and dispirited man. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Claude Hopkins Big Band, live performances of 1935, Truckin', Aw Shucks, and Minor Mania.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.